the pre-launch episode of Leaning Toward Wisdom. Hey kids, Randy Cantrell. BulaNetwork.com is the main website. This episode is being released exclusively to the listeners, subscribers of BulaNetwork.com. However, eventually it'll be found over at LeaningTowardWisdom.com. Well, not this episode, but future episodes. Let me update you about it next. Cab Calloway. Yeah, before my time, but playing the music because I think it's appropriate, especially when we're talking about wisdom, because we tend to think of wisdom based on experience and history, older age and all that stuff. And certainly Cab Calloway was from a different era. And one of the ways that wisdom traditionally has been passed on from era to era or from generation to generation is by telling stories and, in part by music. A variety of ways that we typically can lean toward wisdom. I'm relaunching a podcast, and it is likely one that you have never heard before, for a variety of reasons, none of the least of which it didn't exist for very long. On May the 28th, 2010, I released the first episode of a podcast called Leaning Toward Wisdom. And as you would imagine, it was located at leaningtowardwisdom.com, and it was in the iTunes directory. I registered that domain on February the 1st, 2005. Now, it wasn't my first rodeo, because years earlier in 1999, I had started my first blog, well, we called them journals back then, and that was at my name, randycantrell.com. That was pretty much what many of us were doing back in the day. The typical, I went to this concert and it was great, and hey, I'm reading this book, and it was more life activity kind of things. It was, as the word says, it was pretty much an online journal or a diary. Now, I didn't go into, hey, today I went to Denny's for breakfast. I remember scanning. I went to see my wife and I went to see Leo Kottke, a 12-string guitar player, virtuoso, and I lifelong fan of his. And we got to see him at this pretty little intimate rehearsal studio over at Bass Hall in downtown Fort Worth. And I had the ticket stubs, and I had a scanner sitting there by the computer. And so I put the tickets on a scanner, and I scanned the tickets. And I remember making that a JPEG, an image to illustrate the blog. And I just thought, man, this is just the coolest thing. I had begun that back in 1999. And even before that, I had done some things, particularly related to church things. I had built a website for the congregation where I worshiped then and still do, by the way. And so I had a little bit of online experience, but this whole podcasting thing, that was yet to come. I did a little bit of research and looked at the history of podcasting over at Wikipedia and found that audio blogging started sometimes in the 80s, but I had no awareness of that. I knew people did post some audio online, but I'd never heard the term audio blogging, and I was an audiophile, lifelong audiophile, but it didn't translate, in this whole internet world of what was to become podcasting. In 2005, I would describe myself as being a regular blogger at Leaning Toward Wisdom. And the website admittedly went through a number of variations, like most of us have. In fact, I remember a young man and his wife moved here from Austin. They moved up, and I had been reading his blog, and he was one of these kind of design tech kind of a geek guy. And he used expression engine. Now this is long before WordPress was, I don't know that WordPress was on anybody's radar. In fact, I haven't looked. I don't even know what the start date of WordPress was, but TypePad Blogger was the big deal. Most everybody was on Blogger at this point. I remember TypePad, and I mainly remember TypePad because I have been a big Tom Peters fan for a long time, Tom Peters of business book variety, and his blog was on TypePad. But I did hire this fella. He moved to Dallas, and I connected with him, and I paid him a little bit of money, and he gave me a killer design, and he thought my domain was cool. He thought leaningtowardwisdom.com was a really cool domain name. Anyway, he built me a site, and he built it on Expression Engine, which, by the way, worked very much like Word does and worked in many ways like WordPress eventually would. I don't know if Expression Engine is still out there. I suspect it may be. I would eventually abandon that design and migrate to WordPress like most all the rest of us did. And I continued to blog there at Leaning Toward Wisdom, and I was focused mainly on subjects that I just felt were part of my own life and my own efforts to grow wiser. The topics were all over the place. I would talk about books that I had read. I would talk about music I was listening to. Just general lessons that I had learned in life and had been taught by parents, bosses, people in my life. It did have a degree of business bent to it. And eventually it took on even more of that. And I would describe it mostly as a blog that really had a podcasting component. And every now and again, I would throw in tidbits of personal information, because by this point, randycantrell.com, I had long forsaken that. And it was pretty much just a landing page that might have some contact information. So now we get to 2010, and, you know, by now I had fully discovered podcasting. And so I launched a podcast at Leaning Toward Wisdom. And I would say there was probably a podcast episode to every 3-4, it depend, but I would say every 2-4 blog post would have a podcast episode. So clearly it was a blog intensive kind of a project, a lot more writing than podcasting. And the topics didn't change the topics. The difference was, now with a podcast, I could add my actual voice. Within a number of months in 2010, when I started it, I really had morphed it then into a topic that my son and I had increasingly begun to discuss. He is an educator. He is now in administration at a middle school. And we had been talking about this for a number of years, and we were both fairly passionate about education. And me, I was a little bit tired of just talking mostly business. And besides, in 2008, 2 years earlier, I had already begun podcasting right here at BulaNetwork.com. And so most of the topics here at Bula Network were related to business. And so it didn't make any sense to me to have two separate pieces of web state real estate occupying kind of the same space. And so I began to blog and podcast. I kind of revamped Leaning Toward Wisdom, and we began to blog and podcast about teaching children and education. But there was a unique perspective, or at least I thought it was unique at the time, and it was the perspective of entrepreneurship. It was the perspective of business building, because the very meaning of entrepreneur means accepting responsibility for the outcome. Now, clearly in business and entrepreneurship, it's accepting responsibility for the financial outcome. So a person who would be an entrepreneur, a person who's going to go out and start their own venture or be entrepreneurial in a venture, even if they are an employee, they are people who are closely tethered. They are accepting, and they have responsibility for the financial outcome. I took that notion as a business guy because it just seemed to be very fitting to me for education. Well, it seems fitting to me in any human endeavor, and especially in the field of education where there are so many people who are just so stinking busy at pointing fingers at other people and at blaming other people. And my belief was then, and my belief still is today, that children suffer because too many adults are busy looking for other people to blame while another generation enters society. They are less prepared than they could be. And meanwhile, everybody wants to blame the government. Some people want to blame the teachers. Some people want to blame the teachers' unions. And honestly, there's plenty of blame to go around. But when I took Leaning Toward Wisdom into the field of education, I was irked. I'm still irked, by the way. If anything, I'm more irked. But I was irked at the time that nobody seemed to be accepting responsibility for the outcome. I got tired of hearing about this school who's got this teacher and that teacher, and those teachers are not, they're poor. They don't do a good job. And nobody does anything about it. I got tired of hearing about principals who would move one bad teacher to another school while another school moved their bad teacher to another school. And it was as though we've got these poor teachers and all we're doing is every year or every few years, we're going to reassign them. We're just going to move them around so that one principal isn't overburdened with them on an ongoing basis. Now, in the world of business, it made no sense to me because my attitude was if people are ineffective in the workplace and they do not improve and they prove that they are incapable of doing the work or doing the work as it is required to be done, we get rid of them. Education does not do that. So my idea, which I believe is still very sound, was to approach education clearly as an outsider. My son is the insider, and it would be a generational thing as well. Here I am in my 50s, here he is in his 30s. And I thought, you know, we might have something. And the focus was on that meaning of entrepreneurship, namely accepting responsibility for the outcome. Now, here the outcome is, can we educate a group of kids capable of being more educated, more knowledgeable, more accomplished than they were at the beginning of the year, instead of just moving them along because they've hit another birthday and saying, hey, hip, hip, hooray, you got older. To me, that was tantamount to giving someone a reward because they've stayed on the job for 20 years. Maybe they've been inept for 18, but hey, congratulations, you survived 20 years, so we're going to celebrate that. I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's equally ridiculous for employees who, because they survived another year on the job, may expect a raise. Now, if you do great work and you're due a raise, I'm all for it. But I think there's so many people that just because the anniversary date hit, they think they're due something, even though they may have not done anything. Well, I think the field of education has much to learn, but too much time in academia, I believe, has clearly jaded a great majority of educators, at least educators that I was interacting with, and I grew increasingly jaded myself, but in a different direction maybe than from what I was encountering in educators. I was jaded against their stubbornness. I was jaded against their preconceived ideas and their closed-mindedness. To think that anything outside their norm, and you will see this, all you have to do is get on Twitter. And when you get on Twitter, you will commonly see some teacher, probably a number of teachers, who will talk about how someone who's never spent any time in the classroom shouldn't be telling them how to do their job. And while I understand a component of that, I don't understand the closed-mindedness of that. Because I found quite a few teachers who were every bit as politically motivated as the politicians that they wanted to throw verbal rocks at. And I had too many conversations that never focused on the kids. It seemed amazing to me and my son, too, who is an educator, and my daughter, who is an educator, and my daughter-in-law, who is an educator, and my son-in-law, who to some degree was an educator. It reminded me of the days coaching young kids, especially, say, six-year-olds, even 10-year-olds. And you have all these overbearing parents. And like many coaches of little kids, I would think, you know, man, we would all have a grand time if we could just get these idiot parents to stay home. And then I remember reading a quote. I don't remember who said it, but some coach said, you know, that the games and the practices would be great if we could just lock the gym and not let the parents participate. The kids would have a grand time and learn a whole lot. Yeah, truth is, adults are able to ruin just about any party. And that certainly is true of education. Well, I give you that backstory to tell you that I believe now it's time to invite you to my backyard. There's a photograph over at the blog post. You'll find it. It's time to invite you. There are some steps leading to the lower portion of my backyard. I've got one of these kind of double-tiered backyards. I took a photograph. There's an arbor and there's ivy growing on this arbor, and I've got these wooden steps that go down to the lower level of my backyard. I often sit there, and sometimes I'll get a cell phone call, and I'm a pacer. When I get on the phone, I pace, and so I'm prone to, you know, I'll walk outside and I may sit on these steps, and I've spent some, especially nighttime, I've spent sitting on these steps, looking up at the sky, looking up at the trees. And I think it's time to invite you to this place that's fairly important to me. And so we can talk about wisdom. I think it's time to remove the focus maybe from anything specific other than wisdom. Here's what Wikipedia has to say about wisdom. Wisdom is the judicious study and application of knowledge. It is a deep understanding and realization of people, things, events, or situations, resulting in the ability to apply perceptions, judgments, and action in keeping with this understanding. It often requires control of one's emotional reactions, the passions, so that universal principles, reason, and knowledge prevail to determine one's actions. Wisdom is also the comprehension of what is true, coupled with optimum judgment as to action. Synonyms include sagacity, discernment, or insight. Well, if that was a little bit cumbersome, here's what Psychology Today says. It can be difficult to define wisdom, but people generally recognize it when they encounter it. Psychologists pretty much agree it involves an integration of knowledge, experience, and deep understanding that incorporates tolerance for the uncertainties of life, as well as its ups and downs. There is an awareness of how things play out over time, and it confers a sense of balance. Wise people generally share an optimism that life's problems can be solved and experience a certain amount of calm in facing difficult decisions. Intelligence, if anyone could figure out exactly what that is, may be necessary for wisdom, but it definitely isn't sufficient. An ability to see the big picture, a sense of proportion, and considerable introspection also contribute to its development. Now, for me, pick either one of those. Go with what Wikipedia says. Go with what Psychology Today says. I'm good. I can accept either one. Because that's what's going to start happening over at leaningtowardwisdom.com. As I said at the outset, this is simply a pre-launch episode to just let you know what's on my mind and how I am planning to relaunch it. And I have one last request, and that is, I'd greatly appreciate any feedback that you care to give me. Because part of this is going to be so that I can gain greater focus here at BulaNetwork.com, and you're going to see that. And so some of the things that I tend to discuss and talk about here, I'm going to carry those over to Leaning Toward Wisdom because I believe they might better fit there. And so I'm going to try to kind of rein in the content here at BulaNetwork.com and make it increasingly more about business telling stories, marketing, sales, leadership, those sorts of things. Leaning Toward Wisdom, well, it's going to be a grab bag, a hodgepodge of all of those things. So if you are interested in personal development, if you are interested in things that aren't necessarily business related, but more, how can we grow wiser? How can we learn not only from our mistakes, but from our successes? How can we, as that photograph that you also see in the post, and just type in Leaning Toward Wisdom and you'll find this episode. It's going to be titled Leaning Toward Wisdom, Why I'm Relaunching a Podcast You Likely Never Heard Before. But I hope you'll hear some in the future. But if you go over there, you'll see the photograph of one of the many trees that I have in my yard. And that tree is doing what all trees do. That tree is growing toward the sun. I'm trying to grow toward wisdom. And if you care to come along for the journey, I hope you will. LeaningTowardWisdom.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is The Yellow Studio.